Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday. This is Tuesday, November the 28th of 2023, and I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And, man, it is honestly hard to believe that it is already the 28th of November. It really is. I mean, the year has just flown. I guess in this day and age, it almost feels almost like the years just go by faster. Now, what it is that's causing them to feel like they're going by faster, I don't know. I personally do not know, but it just feels like it's going by faster now than what it used to. I know they say time flies when you're having fun. I've heard that argument before, time and time again. I'm not saying it's false either. I think that there can be truth to it. I really do. So, in case you were wondering, well, if I had something to say about that, which I just did, said what I had thought about that. Now, for those of you who wonder, you know, why do you call your radio show that you do the Miracle Man out of all the different things that you could call it? You know, some of you may have wondered that over the years of me doing this, you know, whether you're new or maybe, whether you are new listening to this program or maybe you've been listening since day one, back in July of 2017. Some of you may wonder, you know, why would you name your radio program the Miracle Man program? It's simple. When me and Preacher Man launched this program back on July 25th, 2017. We named it the Miracle Man program because God has done so many miracles in my life. And also, I believe in the miracle working power of God. I do. And I use this program. And on it, I broadcast, you know, I talk about faith. You know, I bring you the Word of God. And we just keep on keeping on in the things of God. You know, we talk about sports on here. And, you know, we talk about, you know, different things. And I have enjoyed doing this with all of you over the years ever since I first started this. And I know God just keeps on helping me and I just keeping on. And so that's just what I've been doing. Coming to you like this. And you just keep tuning into the program. I mean, we've had listeners tuning in over the years. We've had listeners tune in from every continent on this globe. I'm serious. Every continent other than, of course, Antarctica, which nobody really lives there permanently. I mean, who wants to live in a climate where it could possibly be below zero like 10 months, 9 months of the year? Well, that's what I thought. I wouldn't either. I mean, where I live here in central Michigan, we will go below zero at least a couple of times most years. Not every year, most years. Because we have some years here and there where we only drop down to single digits. And just have nothing below zero. But we have other times where it goes to double digits below zero. And by that I mean, you know, 10 below, 12 below. Obviously, you don't want to get caught in that. Obviously, we have more often than the actual temperatures going that low is when we have wind chill temperatures that go that low. Some of you in Florida, thankfully, those of you in Florida, thankfully, most of you have never had to feel that. Thank God. But anyhow, we've had people tune in from every continent on this globe. We've had people tune in even from these predominantly Muslim countries of Asia. Some of these countries like Iraq and Iran and different places like that, Turkey. Different places, different kinds of different places. That it's been a blessing to have people tuning in from all across the world. So many different countries over the years have tuned into this program, and it's been great to see. That's one of the things that I've loved in my listenership. Is these very different countries, a great diversity of countries tuning in. And that's been great to see. And I love it when I hear about places like Iraq and Iran, Turkey, places like that, get people getting the gospel now. I love that. Because those people need to hear it. But then again, thank you to even those of you who live in America who tune in. There's people everywhere. In every country, there's people that need the gospel. And the Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach. And that all the world part means whether that's, you know, in all these other countries or your neighborhood. Or maybe even your apartment complex, you know, depending on, you know, where you live. But anyhow, I will say, in my house where I live, there are Christmas decorations up. There's a tree up. There are Christian reasons. There is a there are stories behind the Christmas tree and what it originally was for. I will get into that in a few weeks as we get closer to Christmas. No, that is not a howling child, or whatever you might think. That's just an emergency medical services or fire truck going by. That's all that was. So do not be alarmed. But whatever that is, I do speak life and not death in the name of Jesus. obviously, I thank God that we have, you know, those different things, you know, the fire department, you know, the ambulances, the police, and I pray, you know, I want to say thank you to all of you listening that may be a veteran, you know, that you might be a veteran of war, or you might have just served in the military at some point, even if it was in peacetime. So thank you to all of you in green. And also want to say thank you to all of you in blue, all of you who are police officers. Man, you got a dangerous job. And I thank God for them. And to you in green and blue, I love you. I'm praying for you. And I pray that you in blue, rather than being defunded, would be extra funding in the name of Jesus, because you know something wild now? I mean, is this. A couple of years ago, some of these people that a few years ago were saying that we needed to defund the police because of that whole George Floyd thing. Did you know some of those people are now saying, we need more police. We made a mistake. Some of these cities are saying, we need more police. We made a mistake when we let a whole bunch of them go. Have you heard about that, Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
Some of these cities are actually saying, we need more. We made a mistake when we let them go. Like they had them.
Right.
But like they had police, but they, you know, just had a lot less of them. They're saying, we need them back. And so, you know, at least someone taught some common sense into those people, at least.
Exactly.
Now I'm just waiting, listeners, now for some of those people who made the decision that he funded. Now we're just waiting for their salvation. That'll be the ultimate miracle, listeners, is when they get saved. Not just because, you know, well, we need police and all that. You know, the most important thing is, you know, salvation and knowing that you're going to go to heaven and not hell. And hell is God's jail cell when you think about it. Because just like how if you break man's law, you go to jail. If you break man's laws, are found guilty by a jury of your peers, and it's conclusive that you did it, you'll go to jail. In God's eyes, if when you give your account to him, and God is all-knowing, you did not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will burn in hell forever, which is God's jail cell. And there's no bail to get you out. The only way to avoid it is giving your life to Jesus. I thank God for those in green and blue. I pray for all of you, for the work that you do, keeping our country safe. Of course, there was more appreciation. Okay. I want to let you know there will not be a show tomorrow night, as I have a conference starting at my church, specifically called the Leadership Conference. Leadership is important. It really is. You know, if you want to be a leader, you know, you're even a leader if you're the leader of your family. And so that's important. It really is. go online to marktbarclay.com to find out more information on that. And you can avail yourself to that if you ever so kindly would. Also, just so you know, you'll notice when I get to singing in a few minutes that from now until Christmas, basically all the music that I'll be doing will be Christmas.
Yay.
I only say basically just in case. But, you know, there might be a song that might not be. But other than that, it's going to be Christmas music for up through Christmas, because, you know, after Thanksgiving, a lot of us love it here in the U.S. We start getting ready early. And I know in some countries, like the Philippines, I've heard about how in the Philippines, they start doing Christmas stuff in like September.
Really?
A lot of us here in this country are like, what? What? Yeah. Because around here, we got stores who put out Christmas stuff in September. More often October, though. But Hobby Lobby, I've been told, has been known to put their stuff out in July. Yep, you heard right. I said July.
Great.
I know, right? Yeah. Unless the idea then in July is for Christmas in July. And I could see that in that case, quite honestly.
Yeah.
I really could. So I just thought I should let you know that really quick. Then the normal announcements. But I want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story of my life, how great God has been, how faithful he has been. And you can go online to the website Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing. Down it. If you haven't started your Christmas shopping yet, it's time to start thinking. I didn't say you have to go shopping. Some of you might not even start until the 20th of December. Because some people just love the last minute thing. Some of my stuff I do on like the 17th, 18th of December. I do. Just depends, as they say. But go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, buy that book, and get one for someone else. Don't just give it so that they got a book to. Give it to so they can have their faith built up. Have their faith built up. Because, you know, people need faith to live today. And we should be living by faith. As Christians, we should be living by faith. We shouldn't be living by what we see. We shouldn't live by what we feel or by what we fear, but instead have faith in God. That's what I do as I go through my life. And then the other thing I want to remind you about real quick is the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I want to say thank you to all of you who have sown seed into the program over the years. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow the seed. In the search bar, you will want to type in Rivers Shoe Club. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that the first I in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please make note of that, if you kindly would. I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord. So I'll get that. Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Where have you gone away? Bring me. Why have you gone? Oh, why don't I hear music play? My world is changing and rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too? Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you let me go? I'm not the same one. See what the time's done. Does that mean you have let me go? Christmas is here everywhere. Christmas is here if you care. In your heart and your mind, you will feel like Christmas all the time. The joy of Christmas is here inside us. Feel you, Christmas. I know you will let me go. Where are you, Christmas? Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see as the moon tries to stop. Walking around the Christmas tree and happy holiday. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around a Christmas tree and a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly deck. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Mary, did you know that your baby boy was born to walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child whom you delivered will soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy, Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make his heaven perfect land? And this sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, that you were born on this earth for us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are Emmanuel. You are always with us. You lead us and guide us as we go through our lives. Thank you for what you're doing in us, through us, for us, helping us. You're still working on us, Lord. making us who we ought to be. It took you just a week to make the moon, stars, the sun, the earth, Jupiter, and Mars. How lovely and patient that you must be, that you are still working on us. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you as we study your word tonight. As we study your work, you would reveal yourself to us. Thank you that your word brings life. Your word is life for us. And you bring life and life abundantly. And I thank you for that, Jesus, and for what you are doing for us as we go about. Thank you. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners tune into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 11. Woo! Amen. Proverbs 11. Hopefully you're excited about the Word of God. It's much better to get excited than to go, oh, no, not that. Amen. You may say, Miracle Man, why did you take your time going there this time? Well, sometimes, every once in a while, I just want to see if some of y'all can beat me. I'm going to take it some of y'all did beat me if you opened it up on your phone. You know, I wish I could do this. I wish I could say one of these days that I could, like, bar you from opening up the Bible on your phone and say that you could only open it up manually. I could have this camera, audio camera, like, in the, so I could actually hear you opening up your Bibles to see if you actually beat me or not. No. We're not going to do that. We just got it crossed. But the seventh one. Come on. I'm going to start with verse 1 of Proverbs 11. It says here, the Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights of delight. In other words, he delights in accuracy. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Verse 3. The integrity of the upright guides them. But the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes straight way for them, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes. All he expected from his power comes to nothing. The righteous man is rescued from trouble, and it comes on the wicked instead with his mouth. The godless destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. A man who lacks judgment divides his neighbor. But a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but many advisors make victory sure. He who puts up security for another will surely suffer. But whoever refuses to strike hands and pledge is safe. A kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. The wicked man earns deceptive wages, but he who sows righteousness reaps sure reward. The truly righteous man attains life, but he who pursues evil goes to his death. The Lord detests men of perverse heart, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this. The wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. One man gives freely, yet gains. Turn the page. And then goes freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly. But comes to poverty. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. People curse the man who hoards grain and toilet paper. Okay. That should have been in there for during COVID. That should have been in there for during COVID. I'm sorry. We'll try to stop that. People curse the man who hoards grain, but blessing crowns him who is willing to sell his toilet paper. I'm kidding. Now it's fine. Now we can actually find some. verse 27. He who seeks good finds goodwill, but evil comes to him who searches for it. Whoever trusts in his riches will fall. The righteous will thrive like a green leaf. He who brings trouble on his family will inherit only wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? We'll read the first couple of verses of 12. I want to sew you up. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. He who hates correction is stupid. What? Did the Bible just call you stupid because you hate correction? Yes, it said the stupid word. I'm sorry. It did. Okay. I see that went over real well. Let's go to verse 2. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. A man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. So, you see, in what we read tonight, talks more about righteous versus wicked. And then it even talks about how we should not be prideful. And you know something? Pride comes before the fall. And you don't want to be living in pride. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm better than anyone else. You know, arrogant. You don't want to be arrogant. You know, we can't be living in pride. It's dangerous. And, it can hurt you. And you know something else about pride? And that's part of what's so dangerous about it. Everyone knows you have it but you, if you have it. You'll be like, what do you mean? You'll basically be like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Because in general, we are prideful. We won't be able to detect that we're being like that. We won't be able to detect it. Instead, you got to walk in humility. Because God wants us to be humble, not be prideful. He opposes the crowd. The Bible says he opposes the crowd. He gives grace to the humble. And he causes strong men to stumble. So guess what? If we humble ourselves in God's sight, he will lift us up. He will. If you're feeling like, well, I feel like I need some uplifting, then why not humble yourself in God's sight and just give all your stuff, your needs, your wants, your accomplishments, you know, that, you know, give that stuff to God. Lay it before God. Before God, He will lift you up. And also repent of your pride. If you're being prideful, you know, repent of your pride. And, you know, how do it's, and, you know, and it talked about why. Now you shouldn't be a fool. And so, you just gotta, everybody has to before God. Examine yourself in the Lord and check yourself before you wreck yourself. if you've ever heard that, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. See, I'm a poet and I didn't know it, but I didn't mean it for that. I mean, you know, you gotta just examine yourself in the sight of God. He'll show you if you're being prideful. Chances are you might not be able to tell. And I recall years ago being told by my parents, you know, at one point in your life, you were really proud, you were prideful. And my mom said, well, I've noticed you're not being prideful no more. I took that as a compliment. Because at that time, I didn't necessarily realize it. But now looking back, I can see what she meant. You know, you just don't want to be always be prideful, cocky, sassy, you know. And you know, not like, you know, you're the only one, whatever. You know, you just got to be humble. Because good things come to those who are humble. And by humble, I don't mean you get down to where your self-esteem is at an all-time low. You don't want to do that. I mean, you want to. And ultimately, you know who you should have confidence in? God. You should have confidence in God. And knowing that He will be there for you, that He will heal you, that He will deliver you, that He will set you free, that He does love you. And for those of you who might be sitting there at home wondering, I don't know if God loves me or not. Well, He does love you. He does. And it's not just a saying that those of us who are Christians have. like when we say, you know, God loves us. Whatever. No, he does love us. He cares about us so much. And he will make a way for you when it seems like there is no way. And it doesn't matter what you've done. He can free you. And he'll help clean you up. If you've never known the Lord Jesus before and you ask him into your heart, he will clean you up. He'll help you. And those of us who know him, when we turn to him, he helps us. He loves us. And he will free us. Why? Because he loves us. And he cares so much about us. And his plans are not to harm us, but they are to help us, to give us hope and a future. Not no hope, not to be hopeless and no future, but to give us hope and a future, a bright future. And I thank God for that. Because I know that he is there for me at all times. And I put my trust in him. I do. And I love him. And I don't know what I would do without him. I just don't know. I just don't know what I would do without him. Don't know why the static electricity had to go off while it was while I'm trying to talk to you, and help you. I don't know why it chose to do that right then, but it did. I don't know if that's its way of amending me or if it's its way of saying, I don't know. If I was like, church, part of my congregation, I wouldn't know whether to think it's amending me or to think, ushers, get them out right now. I don't know. Or at least I'd try to give that little signal. They'd be like, ushers. Where's security when we need them? Get them out. So they can't do that. But this arrogance and pride thing, it really doesn't help when you do that. And it's good, to be proud of yourself, if you're good at things or, if you're good at something and you've accomplished stuff, but there's a good proud. But you don't want to be all caught up in these certain things and be like, I'm a know-it-all. I know all there is to know about it. Nobody else knows this. I know for sure that, that whole thing. Then that just gets real rough. You don't want to be like that. You really don't. And instead, give all that stuff to Jesus and turn to him and he will humble you, and he will lift you up. Because he loves us. Because he cares about us. And this isn't one of those, well, I wish he would, I hope he does, will he or won't he? No, he will. He loves us. He cares about us a lot. And he wants to see us make it. He does. And that's why he makes a way for us when it seems like there is no other way. And I just, I'm just so thankful for his word tonight. And for what he's doing for us. And I'm grateful that we can have that God kind of wisdom that we've been reading about in Proverbs. And he just, you know, when we think about it, the word of God that was written, it was inspired by God, all of it. Nothing that's in there was not inspired by God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would examine ourselves, that we would humble ourselves before you and not always be and not be so prideful, that we would instead check ourselves, check heart, and just make sure that we are humble before you. Thank you that you help us with that in your name. And I thank you, God, I pray over us right now. Thank you that you're healing us. That you are healing our minds, that you're healing our bodies, that you're healing relationships, that you are healing any and everything that needs to be healed in our lives. Because I thank you that you are the healer. Your word says, by your stripes, we are healed. And so we receive that tonight. And we just know that you're going to do it for us. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. And we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, and bring it out here. We won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, we won't go until we get some, so bring it out here. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And until next time, God first, God always, and remember, no show tomorrow night, conference, come out to Living Word, check it out, and I will talk to you all on Monday, and so long, everybody, talk to you next time.